Excuse me, I have to dispose of this. I dare say the cat will enjoy it.
Perhaps it would be worth talking to Sanders again. There's got to be a link between him and our man. Or perhaps I can get him to peach.
I'm sure that would be just the thing, sir, whatever it means.
Peach, squeal, split, talk, give someone away.
Oh, I see. I don't approve of slang, sir. Neither did my poor old mother, rest her soul. She beat me once for calling my great-uncle Patrick a paddywhacker. Told me I'd been spending far too much time with a servant.
My dear Mrs. Hudson.
Mr. Holmes?
What is the matter with me? How could I have missed such an obvious clue? I'm going out.
Take your umbrella, sir. It's going to rain.
Let it. Mrs. Hudson, I'm greatly in your debt.
Mr. Holmes, you amaze me.
Is this it? With all the excitement, I thought you'd unearthed something new.
I have. Hold this, will you?
You have? It's to do with our suspect.
Ah, yes, the very thing.
There's no need for this, you know. I've got more than enough grounds to break the door down.
And have Ike's neighbors take us for common criminals. Besides, there's no need. Follow me.
Look at the state of this place.
Inspector, stand by the door and try not to touch anything. There's a good chap.
Sorry.
No.
What exactly are you hoping to find?
An absence of evidence.
Pardon?
What do you do for entertainment, y'all?
Mr. Holmes?
Come on, it's a simple enough question. When you're not out keeping the streets safe for decent folk, what do you like to do? Read? Go to the theatre? Take long country hikes? What?
Mrs. Yawl and I are parcel to a spot of bicycling. Not that I see the relevance of it.
Then I'll enlighten you. If this were your house...
God forbid.
If this were your house, I wouldn't have needed to ask the question. I can read a man's hobbies as easily as a daily paper. Friend Sanders enjoys a drink down at the local hostelry, the odd flutter on the horses, and the frequent attentions of a female taller than 5 feet, but shorter than 5 feet 6, painfully thin, unnaturally blonde, and extremely partial to whelps.
Mr. Holmes...
All of which is of no importance whatsoever.
Well, then why the devil mention it?
It's what he doesn't enjoy that matters. Do you know, Yawl, there's a chance that this case may end up in one of Watson's storybooks after all.
Well, I must say it's pleasant to be back here again, Mrs. Hudson.
It's a pleasure to see you here, Doctor. So glad you enjoyed the holiday.
Oh, yes. Jean and I had a splendid time.
Good.
Mind you, it's quite a wrench getting back to work. My patients seem to have been waiting for me to show up, so they can all be ill simultaneously.
Well, I'm pleased you took the time to call round. Oh, I do wish he wouldn't do that.
Do you know, if you asked me for one image that summed up my life here, a half-smoked cigar in the sugar bowl would be a pretty good one.
Yes, well, such things may be fine enough in the Strand magazine, Doctor, but I have to keep this place clean and tidy.
How long have you been worried about him, Mrs. Hudson?
Oh, almost a week now. To tell the truth, I'm frightened for his health.
Mm-hmm.
His eyes...
Is he eating?
When will you be pleased to dine, Mr. Holmes, I said to him. 7:30, day after tomorrow, he says. I wouldn't mind if he meant it. But he doesn't.
I'll have a word with him. When will he be back?
Doctor!
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, a stupid question. I'll wait as long as I can.
Mrs. Watson won't be concerned.
Mrs. Watson has had my undivided attention for the past 2 weeks. I think I'm entitled to at least one day on my own.
Good! Keep that left up, boy! No, don't dart around like some fairy! Get in close! Close! Oh, bad luck. All right, that's enough.
How am I doing?
You've got to watch this left.
Yeah, where the boss go?
You let me worry about that.
Did he see her?
No, I reckon I got her out before he had a chance.
Nobody's supposed to be here. Not while he's watching me training.
You think I don't know that? She was just a poor old halfwit, wandered in out of the rain.
Yeah, and yesterday was the man fixing the drains. Boss didn't like that, did he?
No, he didn't like that.
Don't make him mad, Larry. His lordship don't like to get mad.
Vanderbilt and the Yeggman.
Vipers, Vigor, the Hammersmith Wonder, Venomous Lizard or Healer.